A private member's bill introduced late last year is looking to tighten the rules around the licensing and operation of facilities that contain captive wildlife. Tabled in December by Lucille Collard, Liberal MPP for Ottawa Vanier, and joined by Dolph De Jong, Chief Executive Officer of the Toronto Zoo, and representatives with World Animal Protection Canada, the Captive Wildlife Protection Act, 2024 is looking to implement changes to unlicensed facilities across the province. If passed, the legislation would result in mandatory licensing for zoos and zoo-type facilities as well as annual inspections, explained Aaron Ryan, Wildlife Campaign Manager for World Animal Protection Canada, as well as prohibit the use of wild animals for purely entertainment purposes, such as petting sessions, photo opportunities or performances that would compromise their welfare. Currently, anyone can collect wild animals like lions and tigers and they can open to the public and operate as a zoo. This has resulted in this proliferation of these dangerous and cruel roadside zoos, Ryan said. These are attractions that keep wild animals largely in substandard conditions that we have seen cause animal suffering, but it's also a risk to the public. Locally, the proposed legislation could have an impact on the popular Emvale Jungle Zoo, which is home to a variety of rare and exotic birds, primates, zebras, giraffes, tigers, lions and other animals. The zoo's 30-acre property is located on County Road 27, about 20 minutes north of Barrie. Messages to the Emvale Jungle Zoo from Barrie Today, an affiliate of Bradford Today and Innisfil Today, seeking comment were not answered prior to publication of this story. Currently, Ryan says no license is needed to keep non-native wild animals in a zoo facility and there are no required consistent standards. If legislation is passed, all facilities would be required to meet clear licensing requirements, including proof of financial resources and emergency preparedness plans. It would cover well-known locations and tourist attractions, all the way down to backyard operations. Without any type of government regulations, Ryan says it can result in dangerous interactions between visitors and animals. We've seen escapes and injuries as a result of these conditions, and it's really no surprise that, without any type of regulation, Ontario is the weakest jurisdiction when it comes to regulating the keeping of wild animals, she added. While Ryan acknowledged she was not aware of any specific issues related to the Emvale Jungle Zoo in recent years, the facility, which opened in 1967, was highlighted in the organization's 2022 report, Nothing New at the Zoo. The report noted a few concerns related to the care of the animals housed there, including a lion kept in an enclosure deemed to be too small, and a lack of meaningful enrichment other than an elevated platform. That report also noted a social species of bird that was housed alone, which Ryan said would not be considered appropriate in most zoo settings. We know this is a provincial issue and it's long over time for it to be introduced at the provincial level. I think this bill really demonstrates that there is a desire to see this, Ryan said. We have seen movement on this issue in the past, it's just never been a high enough political priority and now is another opportunity to try and drive it over the finish line. Collard says owning and caring for wild animals should be restricted to qualified individuals and organizations who are subject to proper government oversight. It is long past time for Ontario to implement a regulatory framework for the keeping of wild animals in order to ensure the well-being of the animals and keep the public safe, she said in a news release. The safety and well-being of both animals and people depend on these regulations, De Jong added, noting this act would send a clear message that substandard conditions and neglect have no place in Ontario. As a leader in wildlife conservation and education, the Toronto Zoo strongly supports these first steps to protect animals and communities alike. The hope is the legislation will ultimately force roadside zoos that don't meet the standards to shutter permanently, Ryan acknowledged. By setting standards, we will eliminate the worst players. This legislation applies to all facilities that keep wildlife in zoos and zoo-type settings, whether big or small. Toronto Zoo is a major facility and they joined us at the tabling in December, but, unfortunately, a lot of these substandard roadside zoos simply won't be able to meet these licensing requirements. While Ryan says it's difficult to determine how individual zoos will fare if the bill is passed, Facilities that already have industry accreditation will likely not have an issue meeting any guidelines. Those without, maybe not. I think most people would agree that owning and caring for wild animals should be restricted to qualified individuals and organizations who are subject to this government oversight, she added.